Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Network, D Slate in the building, my man CK in the building. Our brother Leo is going to be a little late, you know, he's getting the food and the snacks, you know, he's trying to hook his brothers up. So he's going to be coming in a little late, but it's all good because it goes down again, once again on this lovely July. We are in July. It is July. The summer is upon everybody. July 2nd. On this wonderful Tuesday, the Tuesday spot, D Slate, CK, Leo, the brothers of the DIY Radio Network in the building. Leo will be joining us real soon. Tonight on the Tuesday spot, we will be talking to the beautiful Miss Erica Dickerson, is going to be joining us tonight, talking about her career and talking about her new TV series on the Fusey channel, on the Fusey network, called The Hustle. We'll be talking with her about that tonight. Definitely getting it in with her. And also, you know, for the fans that are listening right now, Erica is also the daughter of a Hall of Fame football player. I mean, come on now. Just think of the name. The name says it all. Erica Dickerson. Come on, man. Think, people, think. But, yes, we will be talking with her tonight, getting in. I definitely can't wait to speak with her and talk to her tonight, as well as we playing the hits. You already know how we do it. We got your favorite hits tonight, your favorite indie artist hits, your favorite celebrity hits. What's going down tonight on the D Hour Radio Network, the Tuesday spot? Yes, indeed. If you are a R&B artist, if you're a hip-hop artist, if you are a gospel artist or a poet, and you would like to perform on the DIY Radio Network, you want us to play your music, you want to be interviewed on the network, all you have to do is hit us up, DIYShow@gmail.com. That's DIYShow@gmail.com. For our gospel artists, you can hit us up at TheCovenantCafe@gmail.com. TheCovenantCafe@gmail.com. R&B artists, hip-hop artists, DHourShow@gmail.com, DHourShow@gmail.com. Sometimes I got to spell it like that because there's some individuals out there who decided they was too cool for school and they decided they didn't want to, you know, do the school thing. So sometimes I have to spell it out for them. Yeah, but it's cool, though. It's cool, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just letting y'all know that's why I do what I do. You know, I got to help everybody out, not just one particular group of people. I got to help everybody. Just understand that. Know that about D Slate. Know that. That's what we do. But again, if you have a business, if you have a website, you like to advertise on our network, also hit us up, theoursshow@gmail.com, and we'll get that the information to you, and we'll be more than happy to advertise you and your business. Also, coming soon, real soon, you can, we're all over the, all over the web. You can catch us at, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. But YouTube, we're going to be posting all of our great interviews. We're going to be posting all of our great interviews on our YouTube channel, so you guys will be able to go back and listen to the interviews, some of the great interviews we've had on the DIY Radio Network on our YouTube channel. So definitely make sure you get ready for that. But in the meantime, going down, people. Look, understand something. If you don't know how we do it on the DIY Radio Network, all you got to do is tune in every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You will find out what we do on the network, how we get down, the type of music we play, the hits, the interviews. Oh, it's pandemonium. And it's not scripted. It's all real. Okay, this ain't scripted reality. It's real radio. Just understand that. I got my brother CK in the building. CK, what's good?
It's the C-Hour.
Oh, my bad. What's
going on? Oh, yeah, yeah. I know it's catchy, bro.
That'd be hot. That'd be on point. So, yeah, I'm glad that you did bring that up. We do have some people who don't understand. Reading is fundamental.
Fundamental. I know, bro.
If you recall back in the 1980s and early 90s, they had a thing called RIF. For those that didn't know what RIF was, reading is fundamental.
And understand, because I know we talking to a certain group of cats now, and when we say RIF, I don't want the old school cats, oh, y'all talking about the group RIF, y'all talking about, oh, Fair East Side. No, we ain't talking about the group RIF, the group RIF. We talking about the acronym Reading is Fundamental.
Exactly. So, I'm glad that you pointed out and you spelled everything out. They need to know this, I understand that, they may have to go back and listen to the show and write it down a few times just to make sure they got all the information, but that's cool. At least you provided something. If you didn't provide them the information, you wouldn't feel like you done something. You just inspired them. Give yourself applause for that one. But I'm excited about tonight. Tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited too, bro. Can't wait. We got a beautiful. Oh, and by the way, CK, I'm going to shoot you the email, but I got a really wonderful email from Erica. Miss Erica Alexander, man, said that she had a wonderful time on the show with us. She said we asked some really great questions. She had a great time with us. And all her friends was listening to the interview, and they loved it. So she just sent us some shout-outs, man, and said she really loved being on the show.
I appreciate that. Wow. I'm getting out. I'm tuning my feelings right now.
CK getting a little choked up. I didn't want to do him like that, y'all. CK getting a little choked up. I didn't want to do him like that. But I just had to give my brother the info. I know how he feel. You know what I'm saying? I know what he think about Erica. So I had to give him that info. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to tell him what's really going on.
Pretty much. Yeah.
What I do, bro. Now, I'm going to play a couple of hits, bro, when we come back. I got some hits to play when we come back. I want to talk about the BET Award show.
Yes, please, because that's going to be a part of my all-in-one tonight, because
I'm not going to go deep into it, because I know you're putting it in the CK all-in-one segment tonight, but it's just a few things, man. It's just maybe one or two things I want to you know, maybe touch on. But yeah. We'll discuss that, you know, when we come back. We'll get that in. And
also right. Hopefully, LAO be back with my tacos because I gave him about $5 to go give me some tacos, some Taco Bell or something.
Man, look, you know what I'm saying? I was craving a couple of fish sandwiches, so I'm hoping that, and I told him to grab me a Chicago-style hot dog. He may have a little hard time trying to find that one, but yeah, he'll bring it to us. You know, we up in the studio, you know, the D-Hour, you know, network studio getting it in, and hopefully, you know, he'll bring us the food in here. We can get it in tonight. Real Men Talking, ladies and gentlemen, the premiere segment on the DL Radio Network. Real Men Talking is going down tonight. So make sure you guys and ladies for sure make sure you tune in. And ladies, if you have any questions you would like us to discuss on Real Men Talking tonight, feel free to call us at 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553. We encourage you to call in, ask us your relationship question, and we would definitely feel free to answer it for you. Real Men Talking is a segment, one of our number one segments on the D-Hour Radio Network that we have here on Tuesday, where the brothers of the D-Hour Radio Show Tuesday spot discusses relationship questions that women would like to ask men about or get a man's perspective on. You know, so feel free, you know, to ask us those questions tonight, and when you guys call in, and we'll definitely answer it as detailed and as honest as we possibly can to help you, you know, in whatever questions you may have. But again, Real Men Talking, get ready for that. That'll be coming up a little bit in the show, and also our wonderful interview with the beautiful Miss Erica Dickerson. We'll be doing that tonight as well. So don't go nowhere. We got some hits. When we come back, it's going down. Kiki Wyatt and Avant, You and I. Oh, yes, indeed, the DL Radio Network. Did I say you and I? I mean us. I mean them. I mean we. So it's going down right here. DL Radio Show. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, and all the lovers around the world, I want to talk about the one I love. I know a lot of times we forget how they take good care of you. But tonight, I just want to express the way I feel. Oh, baby, funny how things have changed in my life now. Whether near or far, I want to be where. My garden.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Just like fine China. Just place above. Good. What's good? What's good? The Hour Radio Network, D Slate, DK LEO Brothers of the D Hour Show in the building, getting it in. My man Chris Brown, Fine China. Before that was Kiki White and Avant with You and I. Chris Brown said, you're like Fine China. You better be careful, man, because, you know, Fine China can be broken, brother. I don't want to go there with you, but Fine China can be broken too, brother. So you need to be real careful. Real careful. CK, what's good, brother?
Not much. I was jamming to Chris Brown's new track. I like that, you know. Had a bit of twist. I heard the MJ in it. I heard the old school sounds, and I was like, I heard it here a few times on the radio. I'm like, that is not bad. And then I seen the video. I'm like,
you know, this is the thing, mm-hmm. bro. It's like, I think Chris Brown is an incredible performer, man, and singer. And I think that he has the potential. If he has to boost his career up right, and he has to do some of the right things, man, I think Chris has the potential to be extremely big, man. I mean, bigger than what he is now. And I just think that one of the biggest things that he has to do, man, he has to drop that drama behind him. You know what I'm saying? That drama that tends to follow him, he's got to drop that. And I think that once he gets rid of that and just keep producing hits like this and, you know, movies and the different things that he's doing, I think this young brother, man, can become a whole lot bigger than what he is now. And I just think that he just got to drop that drama behind him, man. Start doing some more positive interviews, man. Start doing some interviews with some networks, with some shows, man, and, you know, start rebuilding your image back up, you know, to a great guy, man, so everybody can say, you know what, this man, you know, has changed. You know, he's not, you know, the kind of cat that, you know, we all thought he was. You know, all those people out there that's hating on him, you know, give them, you know, an opportunity, you know, change their minds. I mean, of course, you're always going to have haters, but if you have an opportunity to change the haters' minds, man, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. I mean, he had a fabulous performance at the BET Awards, man. And I think that, you know, he has the potential, you know, to be bigger than what he is, man. If I wanted to give somebody some credit to coming close to being, you know, coming a smidget, you hear what I'm saying? A smidget close. To being a great performer like Mike, I'm gonna have to give it to him. You know, but again, he has to drop that drama behind his name. I mean, I don't know. What you think, bro?
Well, you know, Chris Brown kicked off his career when he was like 14, 15 years old, and even then, we knew that he was such a success. And with all the drama that broke out with him and Rihanna, and the aftermath of all the things that, like losing endorsements and other stuff, that kind of like made a toll. But as any artist, you're gonna have your high point, you're gonna have your low point, and then it's really up to you to bring yourself back up to the top. You know, I enjoy our interviews because of the fact that we get a lot of artists that fell off. And when they come back, it's a great success to hear to hear them wanting to bring back, you know, or you know, whatever they do to just bring back the word of what they was been doing and bring it back to the top. Because, you know, like, we like the radio version of VH1 kind of music stuff where we don't have all the storyline. We just get the good stuff. We need to hear it, the new tools and the new events that they're doing. So that's the thing. As far as Chris Brown, maybe this experience has taught him that, yeah, I need to grow as an artist. I'm always going to be at the top. I'm going to have my local. And you're right. He does need to put that past behind him. That's been like about almost 7-8 years ago. So now
I
want to fall.
I mean, I agree with you. I just think that he should lean more towards Michael Jackson and not Ike Turner. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Right. I mean, a period of time where I didn't like some of the songs I didn't like prior. But this right here, I say that would bring him back if he did more of this style to me. I like Chris Brown more so as a singer than I would as him rapping or doing any kind of gangster type something. Just like, it doesn't fit him easy. He's young, and he's still new into this business. So,
yeah.
And you know another thing, bro. I want to see more positive music too, man. Let's get some more positive music up in here. I just think that it's just a shame that, you know, we don't have positive music like we used to. You know,
yeah,
it's a shame that we don't have a lot more uplifting music, man. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, music used to, and it probably still does for a lot of people. But I remember the time, man. You know, music used to really, when people were depressed, man, when people were down. You know, listening to some of their favorite artists and some of their favorite songs, and certain songs would just bring them out of that funk. You know, it would bring them out of that depression. It would bring them out of, you know, that sadness and that anger. It would bring them out of that, man, and take them to another place, you know, and just make them feel good all over. And I just think that, you know, we just need to, you know, bring more music like that back. You know, we need to start producing more music like that and start making more music like that.
It's one of those things. I guess they're saying that the Michael Jackson said in an interview with TV Guide one time, he said a lot of artists now are not the original. They're just sampling, and at that time, everybody was a lot of artists were doing a lot of sampling or making a lot of remakes, and he's like, I don't like that. I'd rather do my own original stuff and keep the artistry original. And down that time, around 99, 2000, and right after Aaliyah died, and so the passing of Left died, music started to change. You know, Jay-Z started, his career started really picking up with more of sampled music, and everybody wanted to sample music then. Music was sampling music. Everybody was sampling music, and it's like, oh, that's just the way to go. So the originality is kind of faded after a while. So we had people like R. Kelly still coming in and trying to keep it up with the spin music, and Mike would come every now and then with a song, or Prince would come out with a song from time to time, but the music has died. And we need more uplifting, more energy, more positive songs for our generation.
That's real. That's real, bro. And I agree, man. I just think that, and you know, we've talked about this many times, man. We've had, you know, many artists on the show and who discussed, you know, this particular topic with us. I just think it's really important for us to try to bring that type of music back. I mean, you know, when you think about, you know, even hip hop, you know, you think about, you know, the self-destruction song, and you think about We Are the World, and you think about, you know, all the West Coast hip-hop artists, creating it, we're all in the same gang. You know, songs like that, you know, meaning something, and, you know, songs just helping to, you know, I don't think that we should only make songs like that when tragedies happen. You know, we should make songs like that, you know, for everyday occurrences. You know, make some songs like that about bullying. Make some songs about like that about domestic abuse. Make some songs about that, about, you know, people dealing with cancer, you know, people dealing with, you know, losing loved ones. And make some songs about people dealing with, their kids not turning out the way they want to be. You know, make some songs like that to try to help, try to help give, you know, the listeners, you know, something positive, you know, something positive to feel, you know, give them something, you know, something, you know, great to look forward to and give them some ideas. I mean, some people, you know, listening to some of these songs and, you know, certain lyrics, you know, they may get ideas about, you know, how to be able to help whatever particular problem that they're having or that they're dealing with. I mean, just know as an artist, you know, you're healing people. You know, you heal people with great music. You heal people
exactly.
with great music. That's what you have to think about when you're writing songs and you're making music as an artist. You're healing people. You know, people aren't just enjoying the music. You know, you have an opportunity to heal people.
Yeah, because music is influence. Music, like Barry Gordy said, music, either Barry Gordy or Dick Clark, I think one of them said, music is the soundtrack of our lives. And thinking about it, I remember I was going through pictures of artists, you know, and I think about Luther Vandross. Luther's been gone for almost 8 years now. Gerald LaVerg has been gone for almost 7. Michael's been gone for 4. These different artists, we lost a lot of our greats within the last few years. I want to call out Patty. If you're listening, please, let's work on another album. OJs, y'all out there, please work on another album. New Edition, Johnny Gill, Get Bobby, work on a new album.
But you know that there's a problem with. But you know what, bro? There's a problem with that, and we talked about that when we had. You know, a couple of artists on the show, like when we had. Sometimes I'm. My brain being in overdrive, but when we had Intro on the show, and you know they made a huge point when they discussed when they said that, you know, when they was like, you know, they thanked us for having, you know, artists like that, old school artists and, you know, 90s artists and, you know, 80s artists and 70s artists like that on the show, because what's going on now is a lot of those artists are making new music. And they won't get played on mainstream radio. You know, they'll play their, you know, if it's an old school station, they'll play their old stuff, but their new stuff won't get played on some of these new mainstream radio stations. So it's like, that's what we're here for. You know, if you know, MC Light make a new song, if Intro make a new song, if H-Town make a new song, look, we're gonna play it because those are incredible artists. They paved the way for a lot of artists today. I mean, we still need to keep giving them respect.
Exactly.
I'm not saying especially to the mainstream, I'm not saying don't play the new artists that you're playing. I'm not saying that. But I mean, are you telling me that you can't make room for these great artists whose music you used to play all the time? You can't make room for their new song?
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. Like I said before, when you're as an artist, you know, you're making music to heal people, man. I mean, you're healing people. I mean, Mike Jackson said it when he made his song, "Heal the World." Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. Okay, I want to go there with the mic. I want to go to my Michael Jackson, y'all, but you know what I'm saying.
I'll,
heal the world.
Yeah, I'll, call in and try to see if they can get a personal autograph from you right now. You know, I know your autograph works.
That's what I'm saying, brother. Sometimes I go to my inner Michael Jackson or my inner Luther Vandross or my inner Freddie Jackson. I go there sometimes, and some people might not know. I may just go there every now and then on the show. You don't know that.
I heard about you.
Spread the word and tell them. They don't know. Tell them. Spread the word. Tell everybody that's how I do it. You know?
I know how you had to go. Guys is in hide out when he's trying to go into the store, trying to look like Elvis Presley when they recognize across the back. I know.
Real talk, baby. Yeah, you already know, baby. We get it in. D-Hour Radio Network, D/CK, Elio. Our brother Elio's not in the building with us yet. He'll be here in a little bit. Right now, we're going to play a couple of hits. CK, when we come back, I want to I found some information about the person that's taking Paula Deen to court, the person that started the whole Paula Deen tornado/hurricane whirlwind. You know, so some info. She's decided to speak out. So got some info about that. We'll discuss that when we come back, and also. Again, ladies and gentlemen, a little later in the show, we will be talking with the beautiful Miss Erica Dickerson, actress in the new Fusey hit TV series, The Hustle. We'll be talking with her tonight and getting it in, as well as the segment. It's coming later. You already know. Don't go nowhere. That's why you got to listen to the show, because Real Men Talking is coming. I'm telling you, ladies, if you have questions, you want to ask the brothers. If you have relationship questions, you want to ask the brothers and Real Men Talking. You want our opinion, we're going to give it to you, detailed and honest. Trust me. Call 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. You better be ready for Real Men Talking. I dare you to call in and ask your question. I dare you, because we got some honest and detailed answers for whatever your question is. I'm telling you right now. Real Men Talking is going down. It's my girl MC Light. Oh, she has a new single. It's called Craving. We're about to hit a D-Hour Show world premiere of the new single right now. I got some of my man Chaz Mason coming up. Oh, it's going down. D-Hour Radio Network, D-Slate, CKLEO, the brothers, the network, the music. Man, you just better listen.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in the 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your co-workers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What's up, cool world? My name is Serenatus Penn, and I welcome you to my blog review sessions where I interview artistic, ambitious individuals just like you and me who want the world to know about their skills and talents. Check out my site, The Real Profiles of Rising Artistic Icons, at www.famousbynature.blogspot.com for my latest cover features, videos, and photos of my guests, and how you can subscribe and join to be the first to know about my next artist on the rise. You never know, you may be my next spotlight guest. Be a part of our future creators at Serenatus Penn Blog Review, where the talent starts and finishes with you.
Welcome back, welcome back. D-Hour Radio Network, D-Slave, C-K, L-E-O, brothers in the building, L-E-O. Hasn't joined us yet. He's a little late tonight, but it's all good. We're getting it in for the fit-ins as usual on this lovely Tuesday.
Wait a minute. He ain't coming in with my tacos?
He ain't got your tacos yet, brother. He's out there roaming around with my fish sandwiches, too. CK, something wrong, brother. I may have to call Pizza Hut and order this new $10 everything pizza because brother still ain't here yet.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay, we're gonna do the food run next week before the show. Okay, okay. That's all I'm saying.
So we'll see, man. Hopefully he'll be able to, get it up in here. I know you you know, I know you want to get your tacos on. You know, I've been craving my fish sandwiches. You know, so I'm hoping that I'm hoping the brother gets in so we can get our eat on and definitely get it popping like we always do on the Tuesday spot. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I got some info. The woman who set the Paula Deen racial scandal into motion has spoken out for the first time since it broke last month, telling CNN that her lawsuit has never been about the N-word. Lisa Jackson, former manager at one of the celebrity chef's restaurants in Georgia, provided the statement to CNN through her lawyer, Matthew Billups. She is suing Deen and her brother, Bubba, here, alleging that they committed numerous acts of violence, discrimination, and racism that resulted in the end of her 5-year employment at Lady and Sons and Bubba Seafood and Oyster House restaurants. Jackson said that the lawsuit was intended to address Ms. Deen's patterns of disrespect and degradation of people that she deems to be inferior. She says, I may be a white woman, but I could no longer tolerate her abuse of power as a business owner, nor her condemnation of Mr. Hare's despicable behavior on a day-to-day basis. The statement provided to CNN's Don Lemon continued, I am what I am. I am a human being that cares about all races, and that is why I feel it is important to be the voice for those who are too afraid to use theirs. Jackson's attorney did not immediately respond to the rep's request for comment. On Monday, Deen and her brother filed suit against Jackson, contending that she had no grounds and has no grounds to allege racial discrimination as a white woman. Their attorneys pointed to the Supreme Court's ruling in Prop 8 case, Hollingsworth versus Perry, in which the court said anyone suing in federal court must have standing. Jackson has said she was offended by racial slurs she heard while working at the restaurant and that she has biracial nieces whose father is African-American. The original lawsuit has proven very costly to Deen, who has lost her relationship with the Food Network and half a dozen endorsement deals. The planned publication of a book has been canceled. Even if a judge agrees that the case should be partially dismissed, that won't undo the harm to Deen's image. What you think, bro?
All right. I just want to know why she waits till now to say something instead of waiting then. This has gotten too far out. I mean, in ways, I have mixed emotions about the Paula Deen thing. For one, I do feel sorry for her, like how Erica Allen explained last week. At the same time, I'm 32 years old. I'm grown. Deen, you're grown. Paula Deen is 66 years old. So, you know right from wrong. You know moral, you know ethics. You know, and personally, I feel like you know what to say and you know what not to say, especially around people. Because people, when you do say things, people do record it. People do document no matter what you're doing. And she should have been more careful. She should be more aware of what her surroundings personally. See, especially when you are sitting there of having your own network, your own show on the Food Network, you got these different endorsements. People are going to try to bring you down. They're going to try to snatch everything that they can away from you, which it returns, and I say this every time to everybody, this just returned to Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson was a shrewd man who knew the business. He observed, he learned, and he watched what he said to certain people because he knew people were out to snatch and take away from him and bring him down. So in Paula Deen's case, Paula knew what she was doing. Paula did not care. Paula tried to say because she was raised had all these different excuses. There, all the excuses in the world are not going to fix this problem. And again, I still stand as my own people. We need to come together as a race and end some of the stuff that has been said. Because when I thought some of them people feel like if they we can say it, they can say it too. And yeah, there's a difference, but you know, and some things that they shouldn't say. And but it's it all starts with us. But in Paula Deen's case, she knew better. And you can sit down on television and cry all you want. You knew better, Paula. And like my wife said, you come in and say something now after your endorsement's been snatched, your show's been canceled. And, you know, yeah, I just heard that her product's been put on clearance at Walmart. And
I agree.
To know this, it is you know better. I hate that it came out and had to go this way. As far as the lady who lawsuit, she should have filed a lawsuit a long time ago when she'd been. When then she'd been terminated from her services for her business, what she was doing. That's, you know, so I say even if they dismiss this, she done ruined the lives of Paula Deen, probably his brother, whoever, as well as she done made herself look like a complete fool. Because you waited so many years later to actually speak and say something. I think she just clearly out to get money. And that's my final verdict on that.
You know, I'm going to say this, bro. This is the thing that here's the thing. When we're around friends, good friends, and we're around family and we're around our loved ones and our significant others and, you know, things like that, we say things, you know, about other people or whatever the case may be. We say things that we probably shouldn't say. You know,
right?
We say things that we probably shouldn't say in the privacy of our own homes and have you. But the thing about it is that she may have said, you know, those type of things. She may have made comments like that. I mean, granted, you know, we're talking about the South. You know, we're talking, you know, this is where a lot of, you know, racism, you know, originated, you know, in the South. You know, so... You know, the thing about it is that, you know, I don't know. I can't say that, you know, my feelings about Paula Deen in this situation is that I truly hope that the allegations about her aren't true because I liked Paula. I really did. I thought that she was funny. I thought she was a great chef. She was a good cook, you know, and she still is. You know, but that being said, you know, we're talking about a white woman who's saying this about her. We're talking about a white woman who had a problem with the type of things that she was doing and saying around them. So that's the thing that makes it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing that makes you say, what kind of stuff was she really saying? You know what I mean? Because it's not like it's a situation where it's an African American woman that's, you know, that has these allegations. I mean, this is a white woman that's saying this stuff about her. You know, this is a white woman that's like, you know what? I'm fed up. So again, like I said, I don't know how true a lot of these allegations are, and I really truly do hope that she's not that type of individual, but if she is, she's the one that's got to live with that. You know, apparently, you know, you thought, and again, if these things were true, apparently she thought that she would be able to say these type of things around people and didn't think it would bother people. You know, there's some people out there that's not like that, regardless of what they look like, you know, other cultures, that's not like that. You know, so it may bother them to hear those type of things. Like this woman, you know, Miss Jackson has stated that those slurs and those different things that she was doing, her behavior bothered her, and she didn't like it. You know, so.
But Dean, I'm trying to why now?
Yeah, that's well, you know what? That you're right. That's a big question too. Why now? But the thing about it is that maybe, you know, sometimes when you think about it, bro, sometimes when you see people in, you know, you see a couple in a relationship and, you know, that man, you know, the husband in a relationship is beating his wife. And he'd been beating his wife for years. And then people are always saying, why does she keep staying with him? And then until finally she decides to fight back or she decides to do something about it. I mean, it could be one of those cases where, you know, I mean, she you know, she really liked her job. She really liked doing what she wished. But after a while, she just got tired of it. And again, she said that, you know, her nieces or whatever, you know, are biracial and their father is African-American. So it's like clearly, you know, that bothered her. You know, so, and again, we weren't there. We don't really know the situation. You know, we don't really know. We don't really know what type of things was being said, how bad they were being said, you know, the severity of the comments. And we really don't know. So, again, I mean, it's just like you said, why now? And then for her to be coming in now, she's coming out now, she must have a really good reason. I mean, because it hasn't been stated whether or not she's going to be getting any money, you know, in this court case. You know, so you're right. The question is, why now? And hopefully, you know, sooner or later, we'll all find out. But again, I mean, I truly do feel sorry for Paula. I mean, because she's been hit with a whirlwind. Food Network dropped her, a dozen of endorsements dropped her. So her empire is crumbling, you know. So all because of when people understand something, don't think words don't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think words don't hurt. That's a clear example of it. Don't think it don't hurt. You know, so now she's enduring a whole hurricane of trouble, you know, because of comments that she made.
Right.
So I truly do hope that she can get through it, and if she does, it's a learning experience. It's a learning experience. You know, I really do wish the best for Paula, and hopefully she can get through this. But, yeah, it's a learning experience. I could definitely see a movie being made out of this in a couple of years. What should they call it? Oh, I don't know. Give me a little time to think about that. When we come back, you know, a little bit later in the show, ask me that again. What I think the Paula Deen movie would be. You know, ask me what I think the title would be, and I'm gonna see if I can come up with something for you. What I think the title would probably be for the Paula Deen movie, and then for you, CK, I'm gonna say, who do you think should play her?
That's a good one.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you some time to think about that. Who should play her? But we got some.
I already got some ideas, but I'll wait.
Yeah. We got some time for it, and we got a couple of hits we're gonna kick off, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully, when we come back, we will be talking with the beautiful Miss Erica Dickerson, right here on the Tuesday Spot, our special guest for tonight. Hopefully, we'll be getting it in with her. Real Men Talking is still coming. Oh, CK's All in One. It's going down on the DL Radio Network. You better be ready. Get ready. It's going in. We going in. I got some Brenton Brown. I got some of my girl Fee. It's going down on the DL Radio Network. Ooh. Now, see, I was going to go with the Luther. I ain't going to do it. I ain't gonna do it to you. D-Hour Radio Network, Brenton Brown, the Chick Name Music. Let's go.
Next. Mic check. Joey, turn that vocal up real quick. Come on. Real shit. Because of you. All because of you. Yeah.
You was there when nobody believed. Even family didn't think I'd achieve. Back when quitting was an option, good thing I didn't decide you. Helped me survive too, though I was whack in bed and couldn't ride you. You're my everything, the reason I'm without a fear. The only one that would listen, eyes without an ear. Gave me confidence, reason I'm without a care. Know I'll always love my hood, you got me out of there. Yeah, much more than hip hop to me. You the reason I can raise my sons properly. Took a stand when the world said do what you're crazy. Show me the difference between the real and cool. Forgave me, so when it's me against the world, you the reason. That in my mind, that whole fight seems even. Heavyweight match with a belt, with it all on the line. Thanks to you, I take the odds anytime.
Nothing ever felt so right until she came in my life. Oh, it was a soul so deep, nothing could suffice. Without her, I think I lose. I fell in love with a chick named Music. I fell in love with a chick named Music.
Check it, ayo, no cliche lines could define the time I spent. Rhyming to myself, affecting lyrics, making ends. Now I make the moves to make these unbelievers go repent. I ain't going that to broke because that shit don't make no sense. I'm on my grind, man, I'm heavily composing eyes closed to the haters of the money that you're open. Destined to blow up a dynamite, nigga was chosen. I just shower in success until the Judas I had soaking. Hey, I can stick in shallow waters, I'm in deep and floating. That means I'm on my surface and I have it with my people. When I do, I touch the top for a while, then asleep to the clouds. Think about it, the heavens say that's me. Hey, I'm trying to be the best, I do it all for me. You hustle to pay some bills, I hustle so I can eat. I'm seeing my dreams through even when I'm not asleep. I'm a rapping juggernaut and ain't nobody stopping me, I'm saying.
Nothing ever felt so right until she came in my life. Oh, it was a soul so deep, nothing could suffice. Without her, I think I lose. I fell in love with a chick named Music. I fell in love with a chick named Music.
Positively exuberant, motivated, the mood I'm in. She is my soul, the reason you in the groove you in. She gave me heartbreak and laughter, success and disaster. With me when I fucked it up and rocking with me after. Used to think that everything was sweet till I met the music game and found out that bitch was a freak. She liked in many ways, fathering hallways. And there is a people who treat her with love always. To me, she is my morning wood, makes me go hard when I wake up. The reason the brother can get his cake up. What I take from her is cool, what she gives is bliss. She's my inspiration, the reason my goal is this, to take it all over, make it all over, have my name on the charts, new age Hova, blast like Nova, big like Scotia, always social, dope like cocaine, and nothing else could come in between. The scent of fame she wears is so damn mean, so I grow my lettuce, harvest green, for the chance to advance my dreams, you know what I mean?
Nothing ever felt so right, until she came in my life. Oh, it was a soul so deep, nothing could suffice. Without her, I think I lose it. Cause when I fell in love with a chick named Music. Fell in love with a chick named Music.
Breath, I gotta take it in and no regret. I'm working. I'm in need of medication. If you can only fill me up, fill me up, fill me up, don't break me up, no. Sometimes we fall so hard, the last time I didn't think I would get up. Or maybe I'm a sucker for love. Like a boomerang, I always come back to your arms. And I sit and wait for you, I'm addicted to your touch. I won't be careful.
To my homie, D-Chavo. The best that ever did it and got away with it. Grown from music. Turn the volume up.
Everybody round town, they know who we are. Top shelf, nigga, ain't nothing but me regular. Cutting $1 million deals up on that cellular. Flashy lifestyle, close your eyes and picture me. Pushing foreign V's and rocking Christian Louis V's. Street approved, so I rock and rep that silver bag. I even got some 28s up on that Maybach. Sipping pina colada, eating something that's proper. Spanish girl on my lap, she be calling me papa. She be draped in that Prada, love that when I'm inside her. I tell her ain't no outer, she love me like a father. I'm the chavo, man, that means money, man. It ain't for me in the week to spend $100,000. Please believe me, man, I seen it, homie, done it all. I'm a true definition of a real boss.
For the done. Call me young boss for all the shit that I run. Ready for the world, earth, wind, and fire. 5-year run, now the kid can retire. Ball like the best, I'm a true all-star. Jumping out fresh, people know who we are. Call me hood rich and I take it how it come. Blue and white diamonds got me shining like the sun. Taking vacation 7 days on the ocean. Bad Brazilian rub me down with the lotion. Live every day like it's probably my last. Can't take the with me so I blow money fast. Diamonds and pearls for my precious little girl. My eat greedy get to fly across the world. Everything free and it's all on me. Just the life and bright lights is all I can see. Jeez.
I'm the word around town, but I don't hear it cause I'm downtown, underground, eating five-star meals, trying to gain a couple pounds with a five-star chick, sipping wine a couple rounds. The bartender's sexy, she feeling my style. I'm feeling the smile and I think that she may be wild. I'm hardly ever nervous, I stay in front of a crowd. People looking at me funny, it may be cause of the loud. Kush cologne scent, they're pushing long scent. Say what you want about me, you can put your own print. Instead of speaking out, I'd rather let the song vent. It take the right amount of words and not the wrong content. The weather feel good, temperature quite right. You really wanna see the city take a night flight. So you can see the different colors like a night bright. We call it the triple D, big buildings and bright lights.
Something so bad be so right. I'm asking everybody around. It happened so fast overnight. Took my world and then you turned it around. We laughed, we talked, we prayed, even cried. Together me and you were just that tight. But the situation's crazy, it's a lie. I guess I caught you at a bad time. Close to you, but I can't stay. Oh no.
of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I'm a champion. Realize check mechanism.
Kill O'Neal for rap. It's not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hey, welcome back, welcome back. D-Hour Radio Network, D-Slate, the Tuesday spot. D-Slate, CK, Elio, the brothers in the building. Of course, our brother Elio isn't in the building with us just yet, but my brother CK is kicking it right now. We're getting it in for the fit-ins, playing the hits. You just got through listening to my girl Latasha Scott of Escape with her new single, Bad Timing. Before that was D. Chavo, Bright Lights. My girl Fee, Love is a Gamble. My man Brenton Brown, A Chick Named Music, and many hits like that. As we always do right here on the DR Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen, right now, it is my pleasure to introduce our guest for the night and a special guest that she is. Erica is an adept at portraying strong, sexy women as she is playing vulnerable and complicated characters, which is quickly making her one of Hollywood's hottest up-and-coming actresses. Erica is about to make her television starring role debut in the first original scripted Fusey series, The Hustle, which premiered June 19th at 11 p.m. Erica plays Yaya, an A&R professional trying to get rap duo Brooklyn's Finest signed to a major record deal. And she's doing some more incredible things. She will next be guest starring in the second season of the hit BET series, The Real Husbands of Hollywood, and just wrapped the BET movie Let the Church Say Amen with Layla Rahsaan and Steve Harris for Regina King, who was making her directorial debut. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Tuesday spot welcome to the beautiful Miss Erica Dickerson.
Wow, that was quite an introduction. Thank you.
Well, you enjoyed
it. You made me sound really cool.
Yes, you deserve it. You definitely deserve it. And I want to take this time to say thank you so much. It's an honor to have you on the show with us tonight, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, no, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Oh, not at all. Now, first of all, yeah. I want to say that what inspired you to get into acting?
I've always just been a pretty theatrical kid. I just, you know, as a kid, I was always making up plays and just playing all these different characters. But then, you know, as I got older, I had one of my closest friends and my cousin, she's also an actress, and I saw her one day on television, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know. It for some reason never clicked that I could do this on such a grand scale and like do it for fun and, you know, be successful at it and make it a career. So I guess I would thank her for that.
Wow. And I think that I think the thing that makes it really interesting is that the fact that your cousin influenced you. And of course, you had other influences as well. Who were your other influences?
Well, of course. I mean, I love film and television. I know. So, I mean, I always admired all the actors and actresses know, even, you know, I loved Shirley Temple as a kid. I wouldn't, just watching her, you know, made me realize that, you know, it was like fun, you know, and so I just wanted to be a part of that. And so I've always been interested in acting and being theatrical, but it wasn't until I was probably 11 that I got serious about it and asked my mom to get me an agent.
And a star was born.
And the rest is history. I don't
Definitely. Now, definitely tell us about the new series, The Hustle.
Yeah, The Hustle, it's Fuse's first scripted show, and it is about the music industry. It follows two rappers on the rise, and I play their best friend and manager. My character's name is Yaya, and she's like one of the boys. She's really driven, and they're all very, very close. And through the show, you know, friendships are tested. You see so many things that you've definitely heard rumored to happen in the music industry happen on this show, and it's just so authentic and raw. And I just think, if you gave it a chance, everyone would love it. It's a great show. It's very similar to, like, has that Entourage feel. A lot of rappers come on, like, you know, Travis Porter, Nipsey Hussle, Freddie Gibbs. They were all guest stars on the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Power 105, so Breakfast Club. So, yeah, we had a lot of wonderful people on the show as well.
It sounds like it's going to be a really great show. I definitely can't wait to definitely check it out. I know some of the fans right now that are listening definitely want to check that out. Are there any other, you know, any other entities that you that you know, other than, you know, of course The Hustle that you're working on right now, are there any other films or any other things that you'd like to get into?
Well, the ones that you've named that are coming out, and no, you know what, it's still The Hustle for me. Like, I'm still hustling, so I'm waiting for my next audition. The hustle is real.
That's it. So you got to be a hustler on The Hustle.
Yeah, you know, I'm interested in writing and directing, doing all those kind of things, so, you know, I'm always, like, you know, working on those type of things as well, but I don't have anything currently that I'm working on right now besides, you know, doing stuff for The Hustle and supporting my TV show. That is a wonderful TV show.
Now, Erica, let me ask you, being in now in Hollywood and getting into this business, and I mean, we've had, you know, many, you know, celebrity artists on the show, actors and actresses on the show. Now, do you agree with the term that it's not what you know, it's who you know in Hollywood?
I think it's a mixture of both of those things, probably. I think, you know, it definitely helps if you know people, but not necessarily. You have to have some sort of talent, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I feel like it's probably a mix between the two. Not all the time, but, yeah, I think there's truth to both.
Because, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, up-and-coming actors and actresses, you know, they tend to hear that a lot. And I know, you know, some of them, you know, with that being said, some of them, you know, get a little discouraged because they'll say, well, I don't know anybody. And, you know, and they tend to feel like, well, you know, is it going to be about my talent, or is it, you know, or do I really have to know, you know, some big-name individuals to get to where I want to be?
Yeah, no, I mean, not necessarily. That's not always the case. For me, like, I didn't know any big name individuals. I've just been auditioning and working and building relationships and, you know, just honing my craft. So I feel like I'm an example of, you know, not having someone to just hand things to me and people knowing people. You know, I think after auditioning
right.
and doing those things, you get to know people. So, you know what I'm saying? It's your responsibility as an actor. You're, you know, I feel like an actor, you still are a business. You know, it's your job to, you know, promote yourself or put yourself in positions to, you know, be able to work. So.
I agree. I definitely agree. I have my co-host, CK, in the building. CK, you have any questions for Erica?
Yes. How you doing, Erica?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for coming on. It was a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
My first question would be, with you being in the business, in the movie, in the film industry for a while now, has it been any role that you looked at the script and you was like, I don't want to do this. It has anything that, like, affected you or offended you in any kind of way that you just said, no, I don't want no part, and it's the reason why?
I mean, yeah, of course. You know, sometimes you're just not right for the role, or sometimes it's not a project that maybe you would be, you know, proud to be a part of, you know, for whatever reason. So I think, yes, but you can't do that all the time. You know, you just, even if it's just getting in front of that casting director so that they know that you are capable of doing, that you're a good actor. Maybe they can consider you for something different in the future. But I wouldn't pass up too many opportunities. But, you know, if you really believe in something, I definitely always believe to go with, you know, what you believe and your gut.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that's a pretty interesting question. Now, with my next question would be, do you plan on having in the near future any directorial production as well? And if so, what kind of genre movies would you prefer to direct?
Genres? What movies would I direct?
If you were, you know, in the near future.
Probably dramedies. I love comedy, and I, you know, it's a healthy balance, but I do like, I don't know. I have no idea, actually. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've written so many kinds of different things that I don't want to limit myself to one thing. I can't say one more than the other.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Erica definitely, when I write my, you know, cause I'm a horror movie fan, you know, and when I write my new movie, Brother Moon, I would definitely like to send you. Brother Moon is about a African American werewolf, because we don't really see those these days. We don't really see those these days.
It's true.
You don't see a brother werewolf. You don't see an African American werewolf. You know, and so many different aspects. I'm not gonna go into it, but you know, there's so many different aspects about it. But also you were practically born into the business, huh? You know, you have some celebrity parents. Now understand, we cater to two types of individuals. We cater to the individuals who felt like school was important, so they went to school and they took care of school. We also cater to those who thought they were too cool for school. So Erica, I say to the individuals who thought they were too cool for school, please tell us who your parents are.
My dad, he played football. His name is Eric Dickerson. I mean, my name is
Eric Dickerson.
Yes.
Legend. People, all you have to do is take the A off her name. There you go. Eric Dickerson. Rams legend. CK, you hear what I'm saying? Rams legend.
Yes.
Okay, and also your mom is a celebrity makeup artist.
Yeah, she does makeup. She's a celebrity makeup artist, an entrepreneur. Yes. So
talent all around you.
Well, I mean, I'm not very athletic, so I mean, once upon a time maybe I was, but not any longer. I grew up around a creative space, I would say that.
So what was that like, you know, growing up in such a household like that? You know, your dad, great football player, your mom, celebrity makeup artist.
Well, I mean, my parents were separated, so I grew up mostly with my mother. And so I did have to be on set with her a lot because she was, you know, a single parent. And I think that's also definitely, you know, is a part of the reason why I fell in love with being, like, on set and being able to, like, be different characters and seeing it firsthand. But, yeah, so definitely my mom being on set, for sure. But my dad, I mean, he, you know, he's not on set. He was never, like, I mean, he was in the spotlight for, you know, football. But honestly, I'm like a terrible example. Like, don't ever ask me anything about football or anything sports related. I'm shaming the Dickerson name right now.
It's okay. It's all right. I mean, we have enough time for me to break down the football, you know, to break down, you know, any football information that you may have. I'm a football expert, so, you know, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, okay, great.
But I'll let you handle that. But I think that's great experience, though. I mean, you know, being on sets like that and getting a firsthand at what it really took to be a great, you know, actor or actress, I think that's one of the great things about, you know, growing up in such an environment. Now, with that being said, you know, for some of the up-and-coming actors and actresses out there who want to be where you are, who's working hard to try to better their career, what advice do you give them? What advice would Erica Dickerson give them?
You know, just I would say if you really love it, then just keep doing it because, you know, it's not easy. You're going to get like 1,000 no's before you get that one yes. Trust me. I've had many times where I've wondered if, like, this was my path and this is the right thing, but, you know, it's always led me back to, yes, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I would say if you really love it, then stick with it. And don't expect to just be handed to you. You have to work for it. So, you know, acting is like a muscle. You gotta keep working it out.
Now, was there any times, and I know it's got to be, was there any time where somebody told you no and you just kind of looked at them like, you sick in the head. I just killed this audition.
I mean, you know, everyone has their reasons or whatever. I can't judge what they think, you know, the character is. You know, I know what I would, you know, obviously. But, I mean, of course I've been disappointed, definitely. There's parts that I would have loved to have or, you know, opportunities and stuff. So, but, you know, I'm gonna get the ones that I'm supposed to get, you know. That's how it goes, so.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely can't wait. And I know the fans right now, everybody that's listening, definitely make sure you guys check out Erica and in the new series, The Hustle.
Yes, please check it out. So,
if anybody wants to, you know, talk to you or converse with you on any of the social networking sites, where could they find you on? What would you be under?
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Watch Erica, and that's E-R-I-C-A. Watch Erica.
Are you a huge Instagram fan? You post lots of pictures on there all the time.
I do. I love Instagram. I can't lie.
And you know what? I just got up on Instagram. I mean, I every time I've had many people on the show, and they'd be like, "D, you got to get on Instagram." I'm like, "What? What the hell is Instagram?" And they're like,
"Well, now they have Instagram videos. Like, oh, so this is game. It's changing the game."
Oh, I know. I just heard about that. I'm like. So everybody's like, you got to get on it. You got to get on Instagram. So I got on Instagram, and it is pretty good. I can't imagine. You know, I can admit that it's a pretty good website. So I got to look a little bit more deep into it, but it is pretty good. I have to give it to them.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to say thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It was an absolute pleasure. Definitely can't wait to check out the series. And I know some of the fans, because it sounds really, really interesting. And you're right, it does have so many different feels, you know, to the series that sounds so, you know, so familiar to some other, you know, great shows that was out there all in one. So I definitely can't wait to check that out. And all the different,
yeah.
You know, artists that you said, you know, and radio shows that you said that were going to be a part of it, I definitely want to check that out as well.
Check it out for sure.
Now, do you any shout outs you want to shout out there real quick to any of your fans, anybody that's listening right now?
Yeah, just make sure you tune to The Hustle. If you've already tuned in, thank you so much. And hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, brother, sisters, friends, family.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Miss Erica Dickerson joining us right here on our Tuesday spot. CK, any closing comments for Erica?
Well, I must say.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say thank you for coming on. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I know that you have a lot that you're wanting to do, and
I expect to be more, and I appreciate you. I will be checking out the show more than once, and I believe I will become a big, big fan because I love television, great television, not something that's just been put together at the last minute and say, voila, this is something, you know. But keep pursuing your life, pursuing your dreams, and like you said, if you really want to keep working at it, and I thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to say, Erica, on behalf of myself and the network, you're no longer a guest. You're a family member here on this network now. Where we're going to
thank you so much. You guys are so sweet. We
welcome you with open arms always, and we're going to keep supporting you and everything you're doing and telling everybody about the hustle. I'm going to get on our networking sites and tell everybody to check out the hustle and just keep supporting you. I think you are a phenomenal person and a phenomenal actress, and I definitely can't wait to see you and, you know, some other big screen things and, you know, big screen projects and any other television projects. Definitely can't wait to see what you have in store for the fans and for everybody that's listening or looking on. But definitely thank you so much for joining us tonight, and continue to be blessed, and we're going to continue to keep watching you and supporting you.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
You have a blessed evening. Thank you so much for joining me.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Hour Radio Network Tuesday Spot. That was the beautiful Miss Erica Dickerson joining us on the show. Make sure you guys check out The Hustle. Erica in The Hustle. 11 p.m. on Fusey. You got to check it out. It's a great series. Definitely make sure you guys get it in and support her and everything that she's doing. You can check her out on Twitter. And you can check her out on Instagram as well. Erica Dickerson right here on the Tuesday Spot. We got some hits. We got some hits. Our brother Elio ain't came in yet. We got some hits. When we come back, TK is going to give us a little bit of TK's All-in-One. And then, Real Men's Talking is coming. Coming, ladies and gentlemen. You already know it's going down. The Hour Radio Network Tuesday Spot. D Slate, CK, Elio, the brothers of the Hour Radio Network. We got some music for you. My man Miguel, it's Adorn. I got some Mona J coming in. Oh, it's going down. You better be ready. It's on and popping. Hello.
Popping.
Hello.
the D-Hour Radio Network.
It's Nod Your Head Wednesday on the D-Hour Show.
We in the building. We in the building with the man of the hour.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Brock Gunny Thompson, man, aka Logical One. Yo, we back in the building.
And your girl in charge. What's up? It's your girl RC, aka Red Child.
Not your hair, baby.
They was on midstage and ghost turned around.
It
was like everything all right up there. And Puss was ready to score, man. He was ready to straight shoot, dude, man. I was like, damn,
what's
this
the
might
one?
Be ugly.
Take.
Right.
I went through a thing for
him,
man. I'm sorry.
Freestyle. Where we're always showcasing the talent of new, known, and unknown amateur and independent artists representing hip-hop, neo-soul, pop, and R&B. Nod Your Head Wednesdays on the DR Radio Network.
Yeah, welcome back, DR Radio Network. D-Slay, CK, the brothers in the building getting it in for the fit-ins once again, playing the hits. That was my girl, Mona J., with her hit single, Ayo, Ayo, you already know how we do it, playing it like that. My man Miguel with his hit single, Adorn, love that single, I love that song. Getting in right now for the fit-ins, right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for CK to give us his all-in-one tonight. CK, how are we going all-in-one tonight?
Okay, D, since it's the week of the 4th of July Independence Day, I'm going to make it I'll make this special a little bit, a little different. We're gonna switch up. You know, I went to see Man of Steel. Being ups to them for it, you know, I appreciate it very, very much. I enjoyed it. Sad to say, I watched The Dark Knight the past weekend for the first time, and The Dark Knight Rises, and sad to say about Batman, but we're gonna leave that alone. I want to talk about is the BET Awards. First and foremost, I give Chris Tucker props for coming back and hosting the BET Awards. Personally, because of the simple fact that it's not enough comedians of my generation that are still around doing the thing or that is out there actually doing it. And, you know, I had read a lot of different comments. People say, oh, Chris Tucker's not funny. He's not as funny as he used to be. And I don't know why. He seemed like he's nervous and he's speaking. He needs to speak into the mic instead of screaming. You have to understand that artists do grow and they do grow up. And they don't always do the same things that they do when they were younger. See, and I guess the whole persona is since Chris Tucker has not been around for a long time and he's changed his whole lifestyle around, they were expecting him, at least if he was going to do this, he'd come back out, I guess, to get kicked with his left leg, spin around, and do some Michael Jackson stuff or whatever he did, like with Friday. But Chris Tucker is being Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker is growing to a person. He's traveled, he's learned, he's took in what he's seen. So for him to come back to do all that, it'd be clearly out of character for him now. So all these spectators and speculators on Facebook and Twitter, they expected too much out of it. And I just say, you know, he got props and he got paid. I'm just gonna be blunt. You know, if people say they should ask Kevin Hart. Maybe it's a little different now that Kevin Hart is becoming bigger than what he was before when he was just hosting, when he hosted the show 1 year. You have to understand, Kevin Hart got the TV show. He got the movie. He's doing stand up tours. He's blowing up, you know, so maybe his people demanded more money and they couldn't get him to do it. You have to understand how the business works. Not saying that Chris Tucker was being desperate and needed a job. No, it is the fact that everybody's not going to be the same. So that was the first thing. I enjoyed Chris Brown's performance. I enjoyed the tribute to Charlie Wilson. They criticized Justin Timberlake because he said this shouldn't matter. He did great. Him and Robin Thicke. You know, Robin Thicke would be my best friend. He's too cool. Yeah, I said it to Kevin Hart. Yeah, he wanted a real husband in Hollywood, he'd be cool. But his sisters, they both were great. And people start saying Justin couldn't keep up with Charlie. Justin been around doing this for a long time, longer than Robin has. You have to remember, he started out in NSYNC, you know, in NSYNC like a lot of black artists. So, you know, pretty much on that. What are your views on the D about the whole BET Awards?
You know, you know, I think that, okay, I think that it was cool. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, Chris Tucker is Chris Tucker, man. I mean, you know, you got to understand, too, I mean, I thought that he did a decent job hosting. There was a few things about it, like when he was just saying, oh, you know, I mean, there was a few times where, you know, when he was kind of like, you know, talking, you know, saying, oh, we got to waste some time and, you know, trying to see who was in the audience and different things like that. I mean, some people was probably, I mean, every comedian is different. You know, guys, you got to understand, every comedian is different. Every comedian don't come off the same. They don't have the same type of personality. So, you know, I mean, everybody likes Chris Tucker. Everybody knows that he's funny. So, I mean, I give him props, you know, for getting up there and definitely doing his thing in front of so many people, you know, big stars and celebrities. You know, I salute him, you know, for doing that. Other aspects about the BET Awards, I thought the Charlie Wilson tribute was pretty decent. I didn't get a chance to see all of it, but I thought the Charlie Wilson tribute was pretty good. I liked, you know, quite a few of the performances. You know, like I said, Chris Brown's performance was good. My thing was, I went, you know, because in certain cables at different times, you know, people were looking at it at different times all over the United States. You know, some of my family and friends in Chicago, a lot of my people was, they were putting on Facebook, oh, man, R. Kelly got out. R. Kelly doing it to church. Oh, R. Kelly. And I was just like, okay, I can't wait to see R. Kelly's performance. But then when I saw it, I was like, okay, what is everybody talking about? I mean, they were sounding like he was just like, I mean, he just did some medleys of his old songs, and it was pretty good. I mean, as usual, the usual R. Kelly thing, but I couldn't understand why everybody was just like, oh, you know, he was just going off, and oh, he was just doing this, and I didn't really see that. I was like, what is everybody talking about? I didn't see, I'm like, damn, did I miss something? Granted, right, I did a little snippet in the beginning of his new song, and that was good. It was really good. I mean, I was hoping we could have got a little bit more, and maybe that's what everybody was talking about, but I just, you know, people was blowing it up like he was just, like, taking them to church, like, going off, and I didn't really see that. Also, there was another situation, and I just saw a little article about it not too long ago. I guess, and I didn't know this. I didn't know that Megan Good's husband is a minister. I didn't know that. But she was up there announcing the one of the gospel awards. And don't get me wrong, the dress that she had on was stunning. You know, it looked fabulous. But I didn't understand. I mean, I knew because I even kind of thought it myself. I was like, she's got that dress on like that, you know, why do they have her announcing the gospel awards? Because I knew some people was going to be tripping about it, you know, especially to a lot of the Christian brothers and sisters out there. I knew they was going to be like, you know, what's up with that, you know? But, yeah, I guess there was kind of she got a little backlash from some Christians about, you know, her having that dress on and then being married to a minister and her introducing the gospel award, you know, with that dress on. And so, I don't know. I'm not knocking, you know, her clothing. You know, I just think that maybe they should have, you know, had her announcing maybe another award, you know, and not the gospel award, because I knew she was going to get some backlash for it. But I guess apparently, she had, you know, I guess she had a comment and she had something to say about it, you know, so I don't know. I mean, did you see that part?
I would say for the most, I saw parts of the show. I didn't get to see the complete show. I'm trying to catch it again. But she looks stunning from what the picture I did see. As I personally feel, the church is going to say what they want to say because the church really got the first hand to say, you know, whatever. But and maybe she probably needed to do re or from another category, but. Critics gonna be critics.
Well, she had a response to it, and this is what she said. That's the thing, she said, is that I don't feel convicted about this at all. My spirit is saddened that our people only know one way to think and process things. I'm not any less holy because of the dress I wore. I may not be who people think I should be, but I'm morphing into exactly who God wants me to be. My excuse is never I'm going to do me, and I don't feel that I need to make an excuse or defend what I wore. I know I have a responsibility, and I'm working daily to fulfill the full potential of all God has created me to be. A dialogue was started about my character, integrity, my walk with God, and my husband simply based on a dress that I wore. Of course, I'm going to have a reaction to people saying negative things. It's just sad. It makes me sad. Not regretful. My heart and spirit is always open to whatever my father would want to share with me, and my spirit tells me to be exactly who I authentically am. She goes on to say, because that's what's going to reach who I was authentically designed to touch, people like me who are often misunderstood and they're cut of God's promise because they don't look the role when God. You know, they don't look the role when God doesn't care about us looking the role. He has always cared about us in and us being whatever we need to be to bring those left out in. And it just makes me sad that us as Christians can't see beyond our initial reaction and don't see God before they attack other brothers and sisters and never think for a moment that God knows what he's doing and he uses everything for his glory. And he has a plan for every specific situation. I had intentions on anything. Merely picked a dress I saw and loved. God knows my heart, and that I didn't do anything wrong. He would use people's thoughts to bring him glory, and that was her response to it.
Wow,
that was her response to the backlash. I mean, when you get a chance, CK, I mean, take a look at it. I mean, you could probably look it up, you know, to show you, the dress that she had on. But, yeah, I guess apparently, she got some backlash from some Christians about it. And that was her reaction to the backlash.
You know, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to close on that part. Megan Good is a woman. And like any woman, any decent woman, any white woman that I know of, they like a nice dress. Am I right, Dee? So, like she said, she picked out the dress. And pretty much, she wasn't looking at religion, and she wasn't looking at what the congregation or what Christians or anybody was going to say. She saw a dress that she liked, and she wanted to put it on. And I've seen the dress, yes, beautiful, but, I mean, she was just it's just a dress, you know. Now, they had an issue with her. Yet, they also had an issue with NDRE and Janelle Monáe because they were not showing any skin. And I had Janelle Monáe's performance of Queen with Erykah Badu set the stage off, in my personal opinion. I loved it. I enjoyed it. And they had this message where I don't have to show skin in order to get your attention to love for you. You're supposed to like my music. You're supposed to like me as the artist, not my body. And that's where a lot of people get that whole thing mixed up that, oh, you got to show some skin, some booty. You got to have your hair dangling like this. You got to look like this kind. No. You be who you are, and who you are is what you came out there to be an artist, a singer, a rapper, whatever your choice of music is, that's who you are. I read about the controversial pictures of NDIRE saying that she had bleached her skin. She did not bleach her skin. It's lighting. That's what photographers do. Makeup, you know, and they'll be all right. I'm just going to say that. But moving on, overall, the show was wonderful. It had its high and low points, but it was overall wonderful. Next, I want to give a special prayer and condolences to the family of Jim Kelly, who recently passed away the night before for the BET Awards on June 29th. And that brother was deep. I would not pick a fight.
Martial arts expert.
Yes, I wouldn't pick a fight with him. Even at the age of 67, I would not pick a fight with Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly learned from Bruce Lee. Do you think I would? No, I would not pick a fight with him. He was one of the greatest. And he will be truly missed. And I'm glad that they did have the time to acknowledge him the night of the BET Awards. And I've seen a little all around people have been paying tribute to Jim Kelly, but it's just our black he was one of my heroes. So you know they don't know that, but they know now. So I give them that. Oh. And going on, Dee, did you get that video I sent you about the chicken lady, her song to Chicken?
Yes, I love that song, and I posted it on Facebook, and everybody was cracking up.
Yes,
that
I
song
seen it a
was
long
incredible.
Time ago.
For all the chicken lovers out there, that song was incredible. When we come back, CK gonna definitely give y'all a little bit of more information about that a little later. About the chicken song, but I thought the song was the bomb, especially for the chicken lovers out there. So I liked it. It was good. You know, I posted it on Facebook, got some great feedback about it. So it was a great song. I might have to play the song on the show next Tuesday. I might have to play it for you guys to check it out. But I mean, it was great, man. I liked it.
Yes, I did too.
And there it is, like right there, ladies and gentlemen. CK's all in one, talking about the BET Awards, and I can appreciate my brother, you know, sending the prayer and condolences to the Kelly family. Jim Kelly, one of the legends, martial art expert, legend. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got some hits, and before we play these hits, when we come back, Real Man Talking is going down. Before I play these hits, I got some El DeBarge Jr. Oh, I said Jr. Yes, El DeBarge's son. El DeBarge Jr. with his single Everywhere I Go. I got some Bruno Mars. It's going down. But before I spit it, before I play these hits, I have to spit one of the classic lines in one of the greatest martial arts movies ever made, Enter the Dragon, by the one and only, may he rest in peace, Mr. Jim Kelly. I don't worry about things like that. I'll be too busy looking good. Oh, I wasn't the only one outside. Currently, Mr. Han, I would like to leave your island. Man, you come straight out of comic book. Oh, Jim Kelly, may he rest in peace. The great.
The
Out Radio Network. Let's go.
Let's get loose.
This track.
Yeah.
That thing.
What up, y'all? Just came to your city to say what's up.
What up?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Show me love.
Hey.
Hop off the plane to a new show.
What up?
And all the shorties, they be waiting on me. Thugs packing they pistols. But ain't nobody aiming on me.
Not me.
Got a pocket full of fresh dough.
No, baby.
So you know I got a bacon, homie.
Bacon for me.
And I'm thankful.
Woo.
Get whatever you want, it's on me.
It's on me.
New songs on the radio. DJs, they be showing love.
Ain't
signed to a label. But this thing still blowing up.
I'm still blowing
and every
up.
Time
I'ma hit the city. Ay. A bunch of bad bitches rolling with me. Ay. And I'm grateful.
You're wonderful, darling. Ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around. Attention all shoenistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back to our radio network. D Slay CK, the brothers is in the building playing the hits. Bruno Mars, Treasure. You already know how we do it, getting it in for the fit-ins. And keep tuning in to the DL Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know how it's going to go down on real radio. You know how we do it. The Orville Redenbacher Radio, we keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the butter. Look, right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the segment, the real segment. We get it in always on the DL Radio Network, the number one segment. Real Men Talking, where the brothers of the D-Hour Radio Network's Tuesday Spot answers all questions by the lovely ladies who have questions or they want a man's perspective, relationship questions, or they want a man's perspective. And we will be discussing those tonight, getting it in as always. Ladies, now is the time to call if you have questions, 718-766-4553, 766-4553. Call in if you have any questions you would like us to answer, relationship questions you would like us to answer for you. CK, I guess I'll go ahead and start it off with the question that I have that I was asked to discuss. Here we go. When your significant other says, what does it mean when they said they need a break, what does that mean to you?
Wow. I'm gonna take that and break it up in two parts. The old me, which is the younger me, which I was like a teenager into my mid-20s, when I used to think that, I would say that she want to break up with me. She's done. It's over with, you know. And I was trying to my best to not let the relationship end. Not be so on it. And I guess a lot of young men my age or younger probably would have felt that same way. You know, like you trying to tell me it's over with. I'm want us to work this out. You know, but now, being 30, it's a little bit. When a woman says that she needs some time apart, to me, she needs some time apart. And that time apart, that could mean also her dating other men, seeing what's out there, see if it's worth being out there than what she has already, and she doesn't want that pressure applied. She really needs to clear her head, get past the situation, try to get her feelings underway. It's a lot behind that, and then the more we try to push up and try to make it work, the more we're pushing her away. So a lot of that, I mean, that's pretty much what it, I mean, that's what it is. If you're younger, yeah, that's what you're going to get, but I think, because sometimes they actually do want to see other people and just be with another person. But and most of the time, they really just want to explore and come back. And they do comparison. You know how we go shopping and do price shopping? That's pretty much what they're doing. They're doing comparisons of what they like about this person, what they like about that person. Or they're going, how I feel being single again, how do I miss this person, give time to breathe. So, bam, there you go, in my personal opinion.
Well, I look at it like this. I think that, you know, a lot of it, you know, because, you know, if you don't care, you know, if a man tells you that, or gentlemen, if a woman tells you that, I mean, my thing is it depends on the severity of the relationship and what you two mean to each other. Because the thing about it is, if you're in love with each other, you know, then we'll take a break. That's bullshit. Because I feel like that, you know, my thing is, if you want to be with them, if you said you were going to be with them, then be with them. If you don't want to be with them, then just break it off and just tell them you don't want to be with them. You know, because the thing about it is that, you know, when nobody said love was easy, nobody said relationships were easy. You know, you're going to have some great times, you're going to have some bad times. But how you deal with those great and bad times defines your relationship. That's what's going to give it definition. You know, it's how you deal with that. You know, if you're in a relationship and you can't handle it, oh, then you might want to reevaluate, you know, being in relationships. You know, because the thing about it is, if you're into that person, you're in love with them, then love is going to have to endure. It's going to have to endure. You know, you're going to go through some things. It may make it better, it may not. But like I said, it depends on, you know, what you're putting into it and how you're coming at the relationship. Because, you know, you tell somebody you want to take a break, of course, you know, you automatically going to be assuming like, okay, you want to take a break from me. I mean, and they may say, well, it's not about you, but the thing about it is, again, you know, if you're going to be in a relationship, then be in a relationship. If you're not going to be in a relationship, then just tell that person. You know, because you're telling somebody, you know, especially if you're in love with them and they're in love with you, you telling them you want a break. I mean, you don't know how much this person may love being around you and talking with you and spending time with you. And you tell them you need a break, they're not going to be cool with that. So, again, love ain't easy. Love ain't easy. That's the bottom line. You know, if you want to be in it, then you're going to have to deal with it. And that's my thing with that. CK, you got a question? Right after yours, we're going to go to the phone lines. We got a couple callers on the line, and we'll see what questions they want to pose to brothers for Real Men Talking. Going down right now. CK, what's your question, bro?
Okay, I'm going to take one that I had saved from the file, so I'm going to see how we work with this one. This is point out. So it's like, when does a man consider you as his woman instead of a friend?
Wait, say that again?
When does a man consider you as his woman instead of a friend?
All righty, here we go. When does a man consider you his woman instead of a friend? Well, ladies, I mean, it's so many things that goes into that, you know, that would show you that he's considering you as a woman. I mean, you know, the amount of time he's spending with you, the type of things that he's saying to you, you know, your physical interaction with each other. Is he introducing you as his woman or his friend? I mean, if he's introducing you as a friend, then that's all you are to him. If he's introducing you as his woman, then that's what you are. You know, but a lot of it goes to how he's interacting with you. And if you're curious about that, then you got to pay attention to that. I mean, the things that he's saying to you. You know, if a lot of things that he's saying to you are friend based, then if his physical interaction with you is friend based, you know, if the way he's spending time with you, if all of that is friend based, then that's all you are as a friend. You know, but if it's half and half, then if some some of his stuff is relationship based and some of his stuff is friend based, then maybe he's confused, not really confused, maybe he's deciding on what he wants you to be, whether or not he wants you to be the friend or the woman. So, I mean, in that particular process, I mean, you know, you can either give him time to help, you know, to help make his decision, or you can help, you know, push his decision, you know, by just, you know, it's almost like dancing. You know, when you're dancing with somebody, you're both in tune with each other. So he take a step, you take a step, you take a step, he take a step. I mean, it's that particular process. I mean, so if he take a step, you take a step. If he take this type of step, you take this type of step. I mean, you know, if you want to try to help push his decision, then that's fine. But you also, you know, you got to be cautious that you don't push him away. But like I said, that's only if he's half and half. But if all his interaction with you was friend-based, then that's all you are to him as a friend. If his reaction to you was relationship-based, then that's what you are. You his woman.
Okay. I'm gonna take a stab at it real quickly. Now, first of all, it's one of the funniest questions to me because unlike Paula Deen, I have to be careful about how I say things because people do document what they say. All right, I feel like this. I'm not gonna put myself in this equation at all whatsoever. When a man and woman start dealing with each other and they start hanging out, and it involves the friendship portion where, yeah, we're getting to know each other, getting to know things about each other, we get to learn about each other, and you find, you start building that trust and that comfort, like, he has something in common. She has something in common with me, too, you know, and it's supposed to make you grow closer, but how do you know when you're considered his woman is when the emotional level raises, the friendship level raises, and what I mean by the friendship level, because he feels he can talk to you like about anything like he can talk to his friends. And even if it's something personal, as opposed to his feelings about his mother or feelings about some part of his family. And then when you start spending nights or he's spending nights with you, every time you look up, y'all together, y'all inseparable, y'all on the phone with each other 9 times out of 10. I mean, and he takes you with him wherever he goes to whatever thing he's a part of, then you're more likely is considered his woman. More if he's just someone that he's just messing around with, you're not going to get those benefits. If he's showing he cares and he's talking about buying you stuff, he wanna go to the movies with you, he remembers your birthday, he remembers the first time y'all started talking, the first time y'all made love, the first time y'all kissed, or whatever, it takes, you know, that happens. That takes time, and that will grow. You know, I say you have to earn your right to be the woman in his life. He has to earn the right to be the man in your life. So you're going to be on one level until he feels or she feels that person earned the right to be on that next level. And that's when, to me, you consider, when a man consider you as his woman instead of his friend. Especially if somebody come at you the wrong way and he slaps their hand like, hold up, we ain't going to have that up in here. You know, so, voila. That is when you consider his woman, when you earn that right.
There it is, TK, breaking it down on Real Men Talking. D. Slade and the brothers. We're getting in Real Men Talk. We're going to go to the phone lines. Go to the phone lines real quick.
Hey.
314-580. You're on the Tuesday spot with the brothers. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Well, this is Sister Taraji, and I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Sister Taraji, how you doing? Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight.
Hello. How are you all?
We're good. You have any questions for Real Men Talking tonight?
I didn't. This is my first time calling in. The good brother Chris invited me, and I told him I would call through because, you know, we got to rep that 314.
That's it.
And I didn't know what your guys' format was or anything like that, but I just wanted to support.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in. I mean, our segment right now is Real Men Talking, and we answer relationship questions, you know, from women who want, you know, who wants to hear a man's perspective about these particular questions.
Okay, well, you know, I can come off the dome with a question real quick.
no doubt.
This is what I want to know. Why is it so hard for men to communicate?
Why is it so hard for men to communicate? You know what? I think that, you know, I think in so many different instances, I think it depends on his relationship with that woman, how close of a friend he is with her. Because, I mean, you notice that a lot of men can communicate with their friends like it's nothing. And I think a lot of times it depends on his past, you know, because sometimes, you know, you have some men who communicate to their women, and then they get the third degree about different things, or, you know, they get bombarded with, you know, all types of crazy questions and different things like that. So it's like, with a lot of men, that turns them off. So it's like, I think that when you see men communicating with their friends, you know, and their best friends and different things like that, it's like there's no, you know, when you're communicating with your friends, you know, there's no judgment. You know, it's just, you're just talking with them, and it's like, it's whatever. You know, they laugh about it, and they move on to the next topic, or they give their opinion about it, boom, and they move on to the next topic. So I think it's like, I think with a lot of men, they want to have that type of communication with their women, but I think in some instances, it, you know, with some women it's different, because, you know, if a man is communicating with his woman, you know, she, you know, sometimes, you know, he may get a little nervous. He may be thinking like, I don't know if I say this, you know, she may take it the wrong way if I ask this. And so it's like he's thinking too hard, because, you know, men already think, you know, that, you know, to some degree that women are very emotional. So I think to that degree, that kind of, you know, inhibits, you know, men to communicate with their women like they should, because it's like, man, she may give me the third degree. She may go off on me. So it's like, you know, just thinking about all those things. So I think that it makes it harder for them to want to communicate, you know. But if you have that type of lady, you have that type of woman where, you know, you have that type of best friend relationship with her, then communicating with her shouldn't be a problem at all.
Okay, yeah. Well, the second part to this question is, okay, you just stated that men communicate better with their friends. Well, what if you are that person's friend, and I'm not talking about friends with benefits or, you know, some other kind of stuff. I'm talking about just a true boo, you know, straight up, that's my homie, whatever the case is. And me as a female, I get along better with guys just because I don't like drama. And so, you know, it's usually very cut and dry. But I'm, you know, sometimes my male friends, they just don't communicate really well. And it takes me to have to pull, it's like pulling teeth. I have to, you know, they want me to know something, but they play this hide and seek game with the information. So now I gotta, you know, they give a one word answer. They really want to talk, but it's like, you know, they caught in limbo. They want to talk to me about it, but then they want to play the game where I have to play 20 questions.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so they put you in, sometimes I get put, you know, guys put you in a situation where you have to ask all those questions to get the information so that y'all can get to the point.
Right.
You know?
Right. And so
that's what I'm saying. What is that all about?
Okay. Being that sometimes when you are a person of an importance, such as you and I, Sister Raj, it's kind of hard for the other person to communicate because they fear of what you may exactly say. See, I've had friends who came to me, and she would ask me about certain situations, she'll linger around on it. And I say, I need the whole thing back to front. And I think the reason why they do that is because they don't want to see. Being a friend, they have this image of us being this particular friend, and they know how our personalities bounce off. And I'm going to use you for example. You know, I've known you for a while now, and from what I know about you is that you are a very important person in our community, and you have a personality that I wouldn't want to say the wrong thing to you if I don't want the answer I'm not looking for. So in other words, I'll give you bits and pieces to get an idea and try to patch it together. But once you keep coming with the 20 questions, then it gradually probably will reveal itself. So it's hard trying to tell you being a friend, because we may have in the back of our heads that we may have an interest in you, but we don't want you looking down on us. We don't want you to form an opinion of us because, and then again, we may have a thing for you. And so we can't really open up to as to how we really want to tell you what we're thinking and what the situation is, because we wouldn't feel right, because you may take that and develop an opinion and feel like, well, he does this, he has this kind of lifestyle, he does this, and this is how he is with women, and this is what he attracts, and I don't think I can, and then to hear that later on brought back up in our face, that would be like, it's like, you know, it's like, our face just shattered, you know, man, we couldn't take that. But I think that's kind of why they have a hard time actually opening up about that and communicating when it comes to that particular situation. One, our personality, who we are. Two, they don't want a judgment or an opinion set of them from you. Three, they may have some feelings for you, and they don't want to knock whatever they may have coming if they ever have a chance. So that's why I kind of like backed away, you know, a little bit. The possibilities.
Well, see, you know what? Okay, I'm just going to speak for myself. I don't know about other females, but I am the same way as I was last week, this week. I don't change. And so I'm a real, like, down-to-earth person, and I lay stuff on the table. Like, I'm an open book. I'm transparent. I lay stuff on the table. So basically, you would know if I was going to be upset about something or I was going to have something to say about something regardless. But I'm like that. I'm very to the point. There's no point why we got to bring around the roses. It's either this or this. Why we got to be in the gray area.
But no, you're absolutely right. But see, again, I say with men, when they communicate, they go off of experience. And you may be correct that's how you are, and he will find that out. Eventually he'll find that out, but initially, you know, he's going off of, you know, experience and his communication that he's had with women in the past. So, you know, sometimes they're gonna be on alert, you know, while having conversations. So it's like, you know, once they find out that it's comfortable to talk to you about anything, then they're gonna communicate with you like crazy. But in the beginning,
you just hit something on the head. Now, with me, I can only talk about myself. People talk to me real easily from the get go. I don't ever have to go through the most. I would say 90% of the time, I don't have to go through all the, you know, checks and balances and stuff, because I'm, from the first day out the gate, I'm the real person. And so it's like people are always talking to me. They tell me stuff. But then somewhere in the middle, I don't know what happens, is they get scared or whatever the case is. And, you know. So I,
well,
I,
maybe you could be too real for them. I mean, sometimes some guys, you know, some men also, you know, a lot of times too when men are, you know, just not, you know, I mean, some men, you know, may be more in-person talkers than telephone talkers. Some men may be more comfortable over the phone than they are in person. It could just depend on them. And a lot of times, I mean, in other certain situations, you know, some men could have, you know, things to hide, so they think just they may figure being quiet keep them from putting their foot in their mouth.
No, that
makes
it worse.
So, and it does. But, you know, again, like I said, you know, I think with men, it's just all about comfort. You know, it's all about, you know, let me see if it's safe, you know, before I really start talking. Because, like I said, when men talk to each other, they just say whatever. And it's like, you know, and the other guys don't care. So it's like, you know, that's why, you know, when you know, women see their men, like, talking to their friends, it's like, they talk to him about whatever, and it's not even a big deal, because a man knows his, you know, he know his friends don't really care. You know, it's all, but it's like, you know, when a man is talking and communicating with a woman, you know, she may care a little bit more about what he's saying or what he's talking about, and, you know, give more of an opinion about it and different things like that. So, you know, sometimes with some guys, you know, it take them a little while to get used to that type of communication.
Okay, well, all right, well, you guys have definitely given me some insight on the male psyche. I just always wondered some of those things, like, you know, why do we have to go around these circles all the time? And I thank you for answering.
Well, you're welcome, and I thank you so much for calling in and hanging out with us tonight.
Okay, well, y'all can mute me back out or whatever. I don't know what else to for, but I'm also a poet, so I'm used to, I don't know, yeah.
Well, yeah, I got a little information about that, and we definitely have some poetry shows coming up, and we would love for you to stop by and spit some poetry on some of our poetry-based shows.
Okay, well, let me know, maybe Mr. Chris will not forget to send me an invite next time when y'all do that, and
I will make sure Mr. Chris stays on that, and we'll definitely make sure when we have our next poetry show that we'll definitely get you in there.
Okay, well, just a little, well, let me invite you guys. I also am a radio co-host on Blog Talk as well, and I would like to invite you guys to Keeping It Real in the midnight hour. With myself and For Real the Poet, we do an inspirational show every week on Sundays, and it's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Butterfly Effect Network.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that before. Definitely. You know what? I'm on Facebook as well, on Twitter as well. Definitely, if CK can get that information to me, I will gladly check you guys out.
Yeah, come through, share inspirational piece. We do family-friendly on Sundays, and we try to keep, you know, we do it's a poetry open mic. We also have singers, we have, you know, we play tracks, and it's just kind of a relaxed atmosphere such as this. You know, we stop and talk to people. You know, it's not religious, it is inspirational, but we are believers, so you might hear God mentioned several times, but it's not preachy. It's not. It's very, very all form people with all forms of, you know, lyrical stylings and, you know, renderings. They come through and they spit their pieces, and we have a great time. And then we come back again on Wednesday night with the hip hop show, Club Hip Hop, which we do old school hip hop and R&B, and in between the poets get it in. So.
Okay, I like that. Well, I mean, but. you know, God definitely needs to be mentioned, you know, every now and then, here and there in any situation. So I definitely respect that. But, yeah, I would be more than happy to definitely check it out. Absolutely. I'll accept
okay.
the invite.
Okay, and what is your name? I know I got Chris.
It's D-Slate.
Okay. You are probably going to have to send me a friend request or something, or Chris. Chris has the information. He's my friend on Facebook, so maybe he'll suggest the friendship to you.
He can suggest us as friends, definitely, and then I can communicate with you from there.
Yes, please, because I would love
absolutely.
To, you know, come through some of your other shows, and also, you know, bring my friends too, you know, so that we can start cross promoting and stuff like that.
Sounds good. Definitely. As soon as he gets that information to me, I'll start networking with you.
Okay. Well, we'll do. Well, I'll be sitting here listening.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight.
No problem.
Thank you, Mr. Riley.
You're welcome.
We're gonna go to our last caller and see if we got another question for the Real Men Talking tonight. Area code 314564. What's your name? Where you calling from? It's the Tuesday spot.
Don't be shy.
314564. What's your name? Where you calling from? Tuesday spot. The brothers is on the line.
I think I may know who it is, and I have a question from someone.
Well, it's all right. It's all right. Sometimes people get a little nervous. It's okay. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, and ladies especially, Real Men Talking, our number one segment on the DIY Radio Network, especially on Tuesdays. We get it in like that, where ladies ask the brothers relationship questions that they would like to hear our point of view and our perspective about. We will be honest and as detailed as we possibly can to help you get through whatever it is you need to get through to help you understand where we're coming from. Real Men Talking every Tuesday. Got another hit when we come back. It's time for us to close it out. And, you know, again, another fabulous show as always on the Tuesday spot. Big special thanks. Big shout out to our girl Erica Dickerson for joining us tonight. Definitely right. Make sure you guys check Erica out on the Fusey channel, on the Fusey Network, with her new series, her new television series, The Hustle. Make sure you check that out. The Ghetto Brothers, internationally known, is going down. The Hour Show. Go.
Yeah. If you want to know how long.
Yeah. It's that classic right here. Ghetto Brothers. Dad Rich. COT. Circle and Trust. You know what I'm saying? Saints of Harlem. This nationally known. Throw them colors up. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all tell them. Go. International pimpin', it's the best, Trauma Ardeen, check cut, hip-hop back nature of the beat. Salute the God, John Yo Priest. Chunk, get your candy ass hung high. All black music, let's ride. Curtains open up, look, the Gecko Brothers. Pink
Rose,
black card.
Hey, yo, I'm locally accepted, internationally known. Whether out or abroad or just back home. You see, the Gecko gets it in, whether 10 or 10,000. 20 joints in this game, we still housing. Priest and I would like to tell all you tough guys. F***ing with us, then you will just get fried. We don't play them games that your clowns are used to. The red nose and loud colors, yeah, they suit you. Over here, Timbo boots, hoodies, no tight jeans in the pocket. It's where I keep the green. Cocaine City, yeah, I don't buy that. It's like you, heads I fly that. Try me if you really wanna get dealt with. Get kicked and the mics get melted. Stay in your lane cause your chumps don't know us. DR tell them cats who try to flow with us.
Ain't hungry, it's 99, I'm still straight. Beloved well, Shine and Pinky with toothpaste.
Yeah.
Rappers be 2K cause they all gay. Gecko Circle Gang, Squad Page. DR Common Goal is to catch mold.
Yeah.
Suckers slipping, then the Common Cold. Move more records than Common Soul. Ain't nothing very good, rap Common Goal. Side feeling them, west side killing them. Clean whips, dad rich, visual. Ace of Spades, cocoa, minimal. Life's a
movie fresh on cinema. Hip hop steps live in the physical. Wake up, God. Spiritual. Student in hip hop, the also lyrical. God's son, lead a real individual. Check up. International pimpin', it's the best of. Karma ordained. Check cut. Hip hop, black nature of the beat. Salute the God. John, no priest. Chunk, get your candy ass hung high. All black music, word, let's ride. Curtains open up, look, the Jekyll brothers.
Man, listen, I love the color of money. I make it do what it gotta correct the hue to jolly green. Then I saturate the team in red bone chicken or satin sheets the color cream with a black chick series. The interior tangerine is being the priest. Trump a king like the ace do when I face you. Body straight turning bass like the cook up make the bass do. Keeps in the flow kind of similar to how ace do. Crush any stupid rapper you to tailor your taste to. They acting hard and keep telling you what they running. Get real, they running the guard like Mace do. Spitfire Adam, how they face feeling like Mace do. Run circles around them, even radio won't rotate you. They hate you. Chromo colored ice chain swinging and it stays out. But those who kept the touches red and blue, purple haze out. Get it? Bar and a half left, I got the blaze out. Did it? Recognize and get with it. The yard spit it. Come on.
International pimping, it's the best of. Karma ordained, check cut. Hip hop back nature of the beat. Salute to God, John, no priest. Jump, get your candy ass hung high. All black music, let's ride. Curtains open up, look, the Gecko brothers. Pink rose, black card, colors.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. DL Radio Network Tuesday spot, getting it in, the Gecko Brothers, internationally known colors, doing it like that right here on the D-Hour Radio Network, the Tuesday spot, it goes down. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us tonight, hanging out with the brothers tonight. Again, another fabulous show. Thank you guys so much for supporting and hanging out with us. Big ups to our girl Erica Dickerson for joining us tonight on the show. Make sure you check Erica out on the new Fusey hit TV series, The Hustle. It goes down. Make sure. Look it up and get the information that you need. Local listings applied. Look it up. Make sure you check her out because it's definitely a great series, great television show. So make sure you guys check her out. She's also on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you look her up. Get the information you need. And just support her. She's doing some wonderful things. So, CK, closing comments for tonight.
Well, I had a wonderful night, and it was pretty cool. You know, I'm gonna let Elio hold on that $5 for my tacos for next week. So, you know, I might have some holiday food left over, and you know, I'll hold on to that. You know, so he held on to that for me. But before we go, did you get to figure out what the name of the movie of Paula Deen would be?
I was thinking that the real life Paula Deen movie should be called You Country. No, wait a minute. wait a minute. No, hold on. Let me go to the dome. Let me do it real quick. We should call it Collard Greens and Cornbread. The true story of Paula Deen.
There it is.
Collard greens and cornbread, the true story of Paula Deen. Boom, there it is. There it
okay.
is, baby. Collard greens and cornbread, the real story, the true story of Paula Deen.
Wow.
Paula
okay.
Deen. There it is.
I have three actors in mind who could play Paula Deen.
Who we got?
I had to look at her face a couple of times. I'm like, who could play her? Actually, I got four. The fourth one made an honorable mention, but first one is Kathy Bates.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see her playing because I looked at Paula Deen's face and I thought about Kathy Bates. I'm like, you know, the second one, this might be a little out of the way. It might be making her a little too much credit. It would be Dolly Parton.
Oh, no.
I look at the
no,
hair.
I can't go with that one. You know,
then the third
Dolly,
one.
Dolly got too much frontage going on, so no.
Okay. Yeah, oh, gotcha. Then the third one was John Travolta. He did Hairspray. Why not? He can't do Paula Deen. I mean, Why not?
Hey, you may be surprised, man. Who else you got?
And for my honorable mention, I had to think hard about this because, you know, Betty White. That's it.
Betty White.
But
I don't know, Betty. Yeah, you know what? Betty be too busy cussing people out, man. I don't know about all that. Betty might be too raunchy for him.
But the top picks are John Travolta and Kathy Bates. Kathy Bates being the number one pick.
I gotta go with Kathy Bates, bro. I gotta go with that. I think that's a phenomenal pick to be in Collard Greens and Cornbread, the Paula Deen story.
There you go.
There it is.
Well, I had a one. Yeah. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy your holiday.
Yes.
Enjoy your holiday slate. Pop some fireworks.
Oh, brother, you know I'm gonna be burning some stuff up and barbecue and whatever else, and you know it's gonna go down. You know, you enjoy your holiday too, bro. Be safe. Everybody else out there, enjoy your holidays. Please be safe. Please be careful. Be responsible. And all in all, enjoy family. Enjoy love. Enjoy life. And we'll see you guys next time. Tune into to Nod Your Head Wednesday tomorrow with RC and Brock Gunny. And we'll see you guys next time on the Tuesday spot. Please enjoy the rest of your night. It's been a beautiful one. We'll see you guys next time.
Good night, everybody.
Holla.
Holla.
Okay, now tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want. Showing love to the hood, even to the birds, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.